Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank the time together here, Father. As you lead us and guide us, strength and according at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Dwayne, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as you, everyone is aware, we're here today to discuss dumpster cans and the rental program that a few months ago the board, we had looked at it going into budget time, and we asked about how do we want to set the solid waste budget this year. And bringing in the can rental program, and the board went on into the meeting after that budget meeting and voted as beginning October 1, so for this fiscal year, budget year, to discontinue the can rental service. We had feedback from the citizens who utilized the service to all the commissioners. Everyone has got the calls. We've got the calls. Solid Waste has got the calls. We had put in our bills for that following month of August or July, excuse me, that beginning October 1, that we would discontinue the service. Today, upon request of the board, we're here to discuss the possibilities, looking at it more in depth to where we could show and tell the citizens that, you know, we thoroughly looked at it, and then y'all can go back into a board meeting and make a decision if you would like to do the change. But as it's, to know this today, as it stands right now, and as the budget stands, we do not have any plans to rent cans from the Dixie County Solid Waste Department as of October 1. So with that said, if you grab your handout that we looked at, the very first handout here that I have at the top, dumpster can rental breakdown for the four-yard cans. This is based off of, we took a week's time, Tim Johnson and his crews and staff at the Solid Waste went through the whole county. They took about 3 days and went to each can that we service that's not at a county roll-off site. And what we determined and what we could tell off of billing, and right now, it was 90 cans that we service every week and that we bill for. So I based this off of 90 cans and what it took the four-yard packer trucks and the labor and the people that was involved. So if you go across this top spreadsheet, that can cost, we took account the total cost of a can to purchase. We depreciated on a five-year term. So it cost the can there $3.54 a week and depreciation value. Labor, that labor cost, it was strictly the people at the transfer station. This was our packer truck drivers. We depreciated them down to a week's cost. Fuel, we took the tickets and based them off what we run, strictly going to no stops again. The truck, we depreciated it on a five-year term as well. We took a brand-new cost of a packer truck, depreciated it down. That's how we got that number. Repairs, we looked at what we had spent on repairs on one of the packer trucks. I forget which one, but it basically what it had run down for that particular section that we was looking at is about 96 cents a day in repairs on that truck. However, that's, you know, it's that particular truck, I know it was the newest truck, so you don't have to do as many repairs on it. The admin that you see at this top figure is Denise, who does the billing, who sends it out. Preacher's time, we figured a quarter of his time. Tim's time, we figured 50% because throughout the week he has to go and, what did you say he was? What was your title? Leg breaker. So he goes for the collection. We didn't figure mine and Paul's, but we figured Miss Tammy's time over in finance because when we send an invoice out, at the bottom of the invoice, they remit the checks to the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners. Tammy goes through them and processes that. But however, throughout the month, some people hand a check to Tim. Some people hand it to Hutch. Anybody they see that works with the county can say, here's my check. You know, they hand it in, so we try to get it to finance. So there's a lot of hands involved there. But ultimately, we know that if we did restructure this program, there would be a specific person that the billing would come to, and it would, you know, to keep that in mind as we move forward.
An address to send a check to.
There's a way to handle that. However, you still got to figure in somebody at finance's time, because once those monies get to the general fund, then it disperses back to solid waste. You have that time on the finance side. I'm not talking out of turn. I just want to make sure that is the process that they utilize. So that's why you'll see the $16.95 there. So that come out, and you run out of costs, is $41.25 for the week, times that by 52 weeks in a year, divide that by 12, and the cost per a four-yard can in these can rental program is $178.75 a month. We are currently charging $75 a month for four-yard cans. You look at the numbers here, we based the 90 cans that we specifically wrote down. We have those addresses that Tim went with the drivers on. And if you get that, your income would be $16,087.50 a month. That would be the cost of the can. And then the revenues, if you times $75 by the 90 cans, you get $6,750. So in a month's time, it's $16,087 to service these 90 cans, and we're only projecting $6,750 of revenue. And as Tim stood before y'all looked at the list. We do not, never, ever, ever collect the full 100% in a month's time. Right, Tim?
Is that $6,750? Is that what the charge is now?
That is correct. I took the $75 and times it by 90. The $6,750. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what is this 9337 represent in the red there?
Every month, that's what it costs the county above our revenue. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. To service those 90 cans.
Down below that here.
Yes, sir. I did it for the year. I did it for the whole year.
Okay. So down below that here, mm-hmm. You're saying it's going $112,000 in the red.
Correct.
That's if everybody paid $75 for the 90 cans.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
The revenue that y'all collecting right now, does all that go back into the solid waste?
I don't think nobody can. It ain't been regulated right. Ain't been nobody to do.
That ain't how we run the budget. I can answer it. Let me answer it, please. Mr. Chairman, so the revenues, the way that works is we budget every year. So in our budget right now, we took the 90 cans and we put a revenue line item for can rentals, and we put that amount on there. So that's how we balance solid waste.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to the end of the year, you didn't collect that into the funds.
Right.
So we have to prop up. So the general fund props up solid waste, as you'll see in the audit, to the tune of about $300,000, which is more operations and all, but $112,000 of it.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, is by the cans. Is
for any reason I'm asking that, if y'all budget that for solid waste, but some of these charges that you go in is the road department. Denise is in the road department.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones is in the finance department.
Mm-hmm.
But these numbers that you're coming up with, this whole the end result number,
mm-hmm.
but actually that's coming out of their budget. It's not coming from solid waste where the money is going. You know what I'm saying?
But you still lose money in waste.
I understand that, but I only
know. You're still losing money. Bottom line, you're still losing money.
Well,
losing money because they haven't been collecting
the
anchor charge.
The first answer is you got to charge more than what it costs you. And the second thing is you got to collect from every can.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you don't collect from that can this month, you pick it up right then. And there's a list a mile long wanting cans that people will pay. So the program, I think, can work, but it has to be run right and regulated right. You know, I told Joe Ruth when this started,
yes, sir,
that he was absolutely nuts for saying, let's do it for $50 a month. And y'all remember that's what it was.
Yeah.
I said, Joe Ruth, that ain't near enough. Well, let's get started and we'll change it. Going up ain't never good. Y'all, everybody knows that.
Yes,
I'd rather start it paying $300 a month and then come down a little bit. But anyway, we all know there's only two answers to this.
Mm-hmm.
You either shut it down or you run it like it ought to be run to make it work. That's, the bottom line is that's all you can do.
Yes, sir.
So,
is there a deposit involved?
No, but they need to be.
Well, if a deposit, once you decide on a monthly rate, if there's a deposit given the same as a monthly rate, and at least the month they don't pay, before you pick it up, that month has been paid because you took their deposit.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, we all know. Every time, if I put up a deposit, I'm surely going to want that back at the end of my agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do. Because most people intend to pay their bills. But if there's no consequences, and a lot of these towns ain't never even been paid for the start of bills, so why ain't they worry about paying them?
We just got to do some finance.
I've got it right here.
Is my name still on there?
I've been trying my best to say, Mr. Chairman, I've been a month ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
go ahead.
Mr. Stevenson asked about the revenue coming in. Does it go back to solid waste? Well, the answer is yes, because every fund that we balance is balanced out of general fund. It's not set up like personal accounts. So our finance accounts, if you go and look at our revenues, we jot down to balance our budget. We jot down every revenue that's coming in from the state, every revenue that's coming in from federal, every revenue that's coming in from ad valorem taxes, building permits, and everything. And then you've got this one amount. Then we go to each fund and say, okay, what is the cost? And then we go to general fund, and that's what we move over there. So those numbers, all your revenues fund the whole county as a whole. There's no, that's my money, or that's their money, or this is our money. It's Board of County Commissioner money, general fund revenue, and then you pay each fund what it takes to operate. So you can't say that is general money. We've had this discussion about earmarking it. Y'all can set aside and do a line item and say, by God, this $80,000 will go to solid waste, and we'll see that it does. But at the end of the day, it's revenues and general fund, and it could go to any fund. So I do see what he's saying, and he's correct. Stevenson is correct in the fact that we're utilizing other people in other departments to do this program. But if the board chooses to reenact this program, it will not be like that. It'll all be handled under solid waste, and we would stay with that department to better serve it and better track it to get y'all, more solid numbers. But as it stands now, this is all the data that I had to go with, and this is how we derive those numbers. If y'all would, I would like, so on that paper, so the bottom line is, if we're renting 90 cans, it's $178.75 a month. So the next page I have right here in this packet is how
to break even, not to bank a profit.
That is correct. And look, I know our government, I know we want to, have some money here and there, but we're not in the business to make money. We're in the business just to operate what we're mandated to operate. And while I'm right there on that, my obligation as county managers, administrators, and the whole department heads responsible for is the site that we have for all of the citizens. And what we're discussing here today is we're talking about 90 candidates. So this service that we're providing for less than 0.09 of the population. So the other 16,572 people have to go to all these sites. They don't have this opportunity because we can't provide it to them. We say it's for everybody, but we don't have the can availability, and we just can't provide that service to all 16,000 residents. So just keep that in mind while we're talking
about
this.
We also got private entities picking up garbage out there.
So this brings the next. So look at this paper right here with the yellow on the top. This was updated yesterday by Tripp Lancaster. I got a hold of him, Preacher. Back in 6/22, Preacher got these numbers for us, and the gas prices was at an all-time high. So for a 4-yard can, Waste Pro can for one dump a month, or excuse me, one dump a week, the $175 a month. For two times a week, it's $300. So they dropped it due to pricing, he said. Now, he did say that he would not go to Swanee, Horseshoe, or Gina without getting enough cans down there. I mean, but anywhere else, he said Old Town and Cross City, those are the prices, but the other places, it would have to be worth his while to send a truck, even if, you know, which in those areas, we rent anywhere from 7 to 15 cans at each location, and it's not a whole lot down there. So he would probably add a surcharge. He told me it'd be a fuel surcharge, but it would depend on the amount of citizens that utilize the service. So right here, the $175 for Waste Pro would be cheaper than what we could break even. And again, this is based off the 90 cans. Waste Pro, he told me yesterday, was at a 12,000. He's basing his off of 12,000 pickups. I mean, that's what his number. He's still got to be at 175. So for somebody who is for profit, that's going to be the ballpark, 175.
Even the Waste Pro at that price, the material still be going to come into the transfer station for us to handle to go to Greenville.
Absolutely.
We're still handling it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just saying we still got...
So if Waste Pro is picking up these same cans, same people, and bringing it to our solid waste, what are they paying to dump it?
We're still incurring that cost.
That was my question.
And I looked at it, and I looked at a lot of them, and I just went in honestly with y'all, and I pulled what they've got, and again, they do a franchise. They have to get they require whoever, and they don't restrict it to one entity, but any entity that's picking up garbage. They go and they have to get a franchise permission from the county, city, and then a percentage of their profits gets turned back in on a monthly basis, and it was like 8%. And that was for the pleasure of being able to pick up the garbage in their county. So that's one entity, which is fairly close to us, is the way they've gotten. I can pull you all that document to show you so you could all look at it.
So does Waste Pro do that?
They've got Waste Pro.
Do they pay the county anything?
Not here, they don't.
If they
in other areas,
they do. Roll-off,
I think if they, the 20, if they have to do.
If you have a $20 roll-off and it's clean, C&D, it's $35 done. If it's dirty and I have to go on my last 1 year, it's $70. Whatever come in there in the roll-off. If it has to go on my class 1 year, it's $70.
That's
the only thing they pay for.
Household garbage, they pay nothing.
So, if we discontinue this program and everybody that's got our boxes goes to Waste Pro,
okay. Then
we're going to have a whole new cost for all that trash that we're getting nothing for.
No, we still get that trash. We just have to go get it and bring it to us.
Mm-hmm.
We were still going to get
that trash. We're getting paid something. If we do it, we'll get paid something for it. If Waste Pro does, we don't get paid nothing for it.
That is correct. You are correct. Now,
I mean, you're talking about thousands of tons every year that we're sending to Greenville that we ain't going to get a dime for. If Waste Pro and every one of these guys, the business guys, is going to jump on that Waste Pro deal. You know what I mean? And it's going to cost us more money than what we're doing now.
You won't be losing the other.
You won't be losing $100,000.
You won't be losing our services.
I understand. That's the way you think. How much a ton does it cost us to dump in Greenville?
$43.
$43. Okay.
So why are we not charging?
So if they only bring 1,000 tons a year, that's $43,000. That's just they only bring 1,000, if you get what I'm saying? Because we're not going to get paid nothing for what they bring in. And if they bring 3 tons, that's more than $112,000.
But if they bring it on the business side, but let me try to say this. If you're talking about class 1 drivers, we're not going to get anything. But most of our businesses have roll-off cans. The Waste Pro bring a roll-off can in there,
ones I'm talking about all have 4-yard cans. I'm not even considering them 20-yard cans. Because I don't, the people that are on me about it, all have 4-yard cans.
Yes.
And they fill them up.
Yeah.
You know some of them. They are running out when you go there every week. So, really and truly, now I'm just, y'all hear me out? Do we go up on this to where it don't lose money, or do we just let Waste Pro bring all them tons in here for nothing? That's your bottom line. That's your question. Because when we shut this down, and they find out, well, hey, we can get a Waste Pro can for $175. That's what's going to happen. And most of these people that won't pay, that ain't paid, when they realize they have no choice but to pay their bill, they'll pay their bill.
On the flip side, I thought we were going to start charging commercial for Waste Pro.
I did too.
That's what I'm kind of.
That's a discussion. That's a discussion.
I thought we were starting the 1st of October.
We didn't vote on it.
Yeah.
So if we do away with it, or if we stay away with it, I was going to bring it back up. We was going to talk about it and say, okay, now other providers will be bringing, and it's not just will be Waste Pro. There might be some other entities bringing ours to us. We do need to charge for that. However,
I mean, they didn't talk about people going into this business.
Yeah.
We shut it down.
And for full disclosure, we all have. They talked to me. They talked to Solid Waste. There's some private citizens that is thinking about going into the business if the county stops it.
Sure.
If
you've got the county for nothing, I would say.
So, Mr. Chairman, just to give you all the information that how I understand it on the Waste Pro not charging or not paying anything to the county. So right now they come and dump for all the city. So they have a contract with the city. And in that city contract, it does say once they get the garbage out of the city cans or off the streets, it becomes property of Waste Pro, and they are responsible for the disposal fee, whatever the fees may be. When that was said, I can't get a definite answer on this, but it's been verbally told to me that the city council and the Board of County Commissioners agreed that there wouldn't be any charge because every citizen as a property taxpayer pays, then was the $130, and now it'll be $180 for your special assessment, your solid waste special assessment. So every resident pays
in the city,
everywhere, all across the county. Yeah, you pay a special assessment garbage.
Yeah, but
and pay $75.
Hey, Waste Pro will come get my garbage. I want to get it in the city.
I know.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is
really. That was set up for the city residents.
Okay.
All the county had always carried theirs to the roll-off sites or whatever.
But
now the ones getting dumpsters in the county now, the 90 dumpsters, that's a privilege. We choose to do that because it's a privilege to us. So paying the extra for the dumpster is no problem.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that ain't getting paid extra is if Waste Pro or whoever sets a box out there that ain't in the city, then they're going to be dumping it for nothing. Okay?
However, I mean, that is right the way he's explaining it. My disagreement there would be, Mr. Commissioner, would be that you're paying a convenience fee for Dixie County. You're paying $75 for them to come to your house and get it. But you were also paid on your taxes this year. You paid the special assessment of $100.
That's right. Absolutely.
So everybody's still going to pay the same.
Absolutely. But when you do something else, when I get out of my 70 model truck and choose to drive a brand new one, it's because I want to and I don't mind paying it.
Right.
So if I don't load it in my truck and take it to the roll-off, it's because I choose to pay somebody else to do it.
Correct.
Okay?
Yep.
That's just, to me, that's a
convenience.
Everyone, when they pick up that box, you better know that's a convenience to you, and you're going to have to pay for it.
agree with
okay.
that. I do agree with that.
Well, I think that's very comparable to what we were talking about with the city also, as far as, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I was understanding is that at some point maybe the county and the city had a meeting and they said, well, you know, everybody pays the same fee, so we don't charge them. We're not going to charge them extra because they have a camp in the city. Well,
that's always if y'all remember, and I lived in a city that's always been since we were born, somebody picked up the trash in the city,
right.
Not in the county.
Really?
And that's the way it's always been designed.
So I don't think at this point that you can, again, you can.
But it's different.
But if I feel, you know, in the city I got a can, I'm paying my county fee.
No, you don't have a can in the city.
Well,
the trash company has a can that's sitting it in the corner of your yard. You're not paying nothing extra for that can. You're paying for your trash pickup. You're like, we pay for track somewhere to put our trash out in the county.
But we're not charging okay. waste pro once they get it to dump it, and that's
right,
the rest
in the city.
So I've brought this up before, meetings before on the trash pickup that we need to be charging. They've created a business. You should be getting a percentage. They got the right to carry the garbage to the roll-off site for free, but when they go the other way, you got these people pulling these trailers, they're going into the roll-off site, they're going into the regular dump. They're overloading the cans because they're coming in with trailer loads and truck loads. When it should be coming to the transfer station, and y'all should be charging a percentage, setting up something. I don't care who it is, if it's Waste Pro or the guy down the road that's putting it in the back of his truck, making door-to-door. He's created a business. A percentage of that should go back to y'all because it puts strain on y'all because y'all handling larger volumes at one time.
Well, when the first storm hit us, okay, we're going to let them dump this on the coastal area. Y'all remember? Everybody remembers it. Mob and Pop, we called it. Okay. Well, that turned into every construction, every commercial guy in the world goes everywhere and dumps everything.
Hold it always.
And we've not controlled.
Well, I think
it's our fault. We've not controlled it. And that's just the bottom line.
I know that the revenue
it ain't really been that big of an issue for a while.
Yep.
But now
I think we need to go up to match Waste Pro on the can price, it's not even higher.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My brother told about renting all these cans out to all these people. What you ain't thinking about is these sites have got to be maintained.
That's right.
I can take you to every site in this county, and every one of them needs at least 10 cans.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. His site, every 55, they need 6 cans, bottom rotting out of. We just took one. When I started, we had 52 cans at the pole gap. We got 38 now. We go there on Monday morning, there was saying it's all on the ground, running over, and guess who gets the blame for it? We do, because we don't do our job. We have those 90 cans at these socks, 10 cans to the socks. We have more volume. We have more
That's
cans
right.
more
and the only way to fix that is what we're talking about now. If you're going to do this program, you've got to get enough money to get enough cans to do it all. Okay? And if you ain't going to do that, you can't have a program. Right?
Right.
We don't have no more cans. We've robbed them from everywhere because we didn't have money to just call up more or something. You know? But if you charge, you can't just charge what it costs, even though we're not in a business.
Yes, sir.
You know, there has to be a surplus for the can that went bad or got run over. We need 10 more tomorrow. There's got to be some money there.
Well, I figured the can cost on a 5-year depreciation.
Yeah.
To replace.
I know you did.
To replace.
But if it cost the county $41 a week.
Yes, sir. $41.25.
It needs to cost the customer at least another
20%. Okay. To
make a program that works, it has to make money.
Y'all are all businessmen.
We're not a non-profit.
Yeah.
The county is.
Yeah.
But we're providing a service that has to make money.
I don't disagree with that.
Because if it falls short, then that money gets took from somewhere else that it don't need to get took from. All I'm asking for here is I'm representing a dozen or more people that keep begging me to try to keep this program. All I'm asking for, I got 2 months left there. But Dixie County's my heart. I'll always be, I'll come and help anybody, anytime, anywhere. I'm asking for this board to consider something that could work for a year. Put this in place for a year. Charge what you need to charge. Make them pay a deposit. Whatever. And they ain't paying by the week.
The main thing is a month or more.
The people that that have asked me to really fight for this, every one of them says, I'll pay a year every time. I don't. They can afford it. They know if they want it, they have to pay extra. So all I'm saying is, figure out a number, regulate it, have someone, okay, give me a credit card number, taking your deposit, or send me the check, whatever. And then you got to have someone else, like Tim, or get somebody that says, okay, you can pay your bill, huh? Robert, whoever, get that doctor today, get it. And don't care back, I don't care who tells you to carry it back. Until it pays.
Not one citizen's here, though.
No.
It was advertised. Not one person's here fighting.
No, they ain't.
I did have a couple business owners tell me they would like to come, and I told them, I said, please, come and speak on y'all's behalf. If you're willing to pay more money, come let the board hear that. You know, I spoke in favor of continuing the session. Hey, if this is the day to do it. I mean, we have a workshop, I said, but now.
If we go up on the rate, it'll work, and it will correct itself. The main thing, like Preacher was getting to right there, I don't care if somebody don't pay their bill. Who called you and told you to leave out there? It has to come before the whole board. No one person can tell you to carry that can back out there. That's not right. And on the roll-off site, I've said this time and time again, guys, I don't care how many cans we have in some of these sites. When you get our money, they're going to be full. We work in 4 tents. Our peak garbage days are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have no coverage of moving any trash on those days. But when you roll in there Monday morning, it's going to be a disaster because you have no pickup on your peak days when you're getting the most garbage. There's none being moved in and out of those sites. Yes, sir.
I'm cross-training. I have a gentleman that I've been cross-training for a couple of weeks. He got his past day license. He's working on that. But in order to make that work like you're talking about, I can't have just one person working on Friday or Saturday. DC rules said I got to have an operator on duty, a person running that up there on that hill with spotter, on the CNP hill spotter. That's 3 people. Then I need somebody to go to Greenville because if you fill all my trailers up Friday and Saturday, they're going to be sitting around waiting on until 12 o'clock to get for money. So that's why I'm trying to do what you
well,
can.
Greenville is open on Friday. Are they open on Saturday?
But it's not open Saturday.
So we can only
do it on Saturday. We're going to have to work somewhere out. You can buy more trailers.
I still say
they
should be an easy device to make it. You can back into those cans with a hydraulic ram on it will pack them to give you twice the capacity and not damage your can.
What we've been working on is buying compactors, looking at compactors.
Mr. Chairman, I have it budgeted for two compactors to be purchased this year.
What we all got to realize is another thing that we ain't even thought about or even talked about. Is this county is growing rapidly. Y'all know that. Solid waste is going to have to be bumped up. They're going to have more people, more hours. You may have to have 2 different crews. You may have to have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know. But something like that is the only thing going to fix all this extra trash, you know,
and more equipment.
That's another thing I want to bring up. I have checked all these surrounding counties right here. Gilchrist, Levy, Hotel, all them over there. They charge for mattresses. They charge for furniture. It's $4. Now, $4 don't sound like a lot of money. But if you get up for 100 mattresses a week, that's $400 a week. That's $1,600 a month.
We're the only ones around don't charge.
I've went and looked at all that same stuff, Tim. I mean, like on
and
yard
street. We've always done it because we just didn't want to charge people.
yard to
feed the farm
for that too.
Population here now that we've got to start charging for all these services. I mean,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
You know.
A lot of the counties have got to set up.
Whether it's a mattress or a recliner or whatever it is, you know.
I mean, I pay taxes, too.
Yeah.
I live here all my life. I don't want to, but if I have to, I'm willing to do it, because I know what goes on out there.
A lot of the counties have got it set up, say, if you bring a refrigerator, it's one for free. The next one you charge. You can bring in a trailer load of yard debris, a full bay trailer, one free. The next one you charge.
But I'm
trying to keep track of that. Yeah, who's going to keep track of that?
Do what now?
I'm going to keep track of that.
Well, most of all the other counties, all the stuff goes to zero, I mean the transfer station. You don't have all these little satellite stations taking yard debris and all the other stuff.
We don't have one, does it?
Most of them got chain link things where they can only walk through a gate, take garbage in their hand, and put them in a dumpster. They don't even have attendants. That's another cost saving. So we got an attendant, and we take everything under the sun at each site, and we're having to deal with it, and that's why we're going broke. I'm just saying. Levy County, as big as it is, has only got two satellite dumps in the whole county.
Yeah, I said about Levy County, their Tennessee out there, their slide is $63 a ton. We're $10 behind that.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all know as well as I do, the reason this board has never pushed the fact of charging them for the scrap and the C&D is because of them throwing it everywhere on the roads. Okay? Well, listen, that's illegal. We got a sheriff's department that needs to take care of that. We can stop this throwing outside the road, and we can make them pay for what they bring. But we've got to regulate it. We got to just do what needs to be done. I mean, my God, like these other counties, they're letting them rob and steal everything and ain't doing nothing. Well, what do? They come back tomorrow and do it again. Well, that ain't no different.
On the workplace, you scared out of my mom and your wife.
Yeah.
They
still do it every now and then, but
it was bad.
You couldn't even go down that one road. But bottom line is, in my opinion, this dumpster program will make money if you run it right. And all these other, I'm not saying don't help people need help, but these people throwing their stuff side the roads and all that, they don't need help. They need their hand spanked a little bit and say, take it where it goes, in my opinion.
They get their pocketbook when you do it.
I would be willing to bet money if you run this program for 1 year, you'll say, "Dad, come on, man, we need to buy more of these cans. We make some money now. Because it'll happen." But everything's got to beef up. One man can't do it all. Two men can't do it all. You've got to set this price where you can afford to have the people to offer to run. No matter what you do, you got to pay people to do it.
You can't do it on 4 days a week no more. I can tell you that.
Oh, no.
You either need to come off the
pocketbook,
let them work 50 hours a week, or do something different, because you cannot do it 4 hours.
Well,
me and him talk about it a bunch of times.
What's got to happen to him is there's got to be a price paid for all this excess stuff that's coming into these dumps. And with that price, there's got to be more pay for the people and more people to do the job. All right, or else we just stay like we are and fight it like we've always done. Me, I'm for making the people pay their own way and regulating a program that will make money. But you have to run it that way.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, mm-hmm. Obviously in this workshop y'all can't vote on anything, but when you said that about 20%, So I'm just looking at this 178.75 and thinking about it. So you're talking about $200-$210 range if we're going off of 20%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're...
That's just a number.
So I would like...
What's 20% of what it's costing us here? Above what it's costing us. $41
per week.
So that's
cost per month.
$8 and
how many times a week?
20% of that's $8.50.
$35.75 for the month.
I'm talking about per week.
Yeah, so if you did, you want to know the 41.25 times 20%, $8.25.
$8.50.
Well, on the 4-yard can, what I'm still trying to grasp is Waste Pro doing one dump a week for $1.75 a month, and that's about how to count entity coming over here. And you saying that's going to cost us?
I'm basing mine off of 90 cans. Waste Pro's basing their off of 12,000. They looking at their whole portfolio as a whole.
You can't figure out what
like
Apple when they're on the waste press.
Yeah, it's like you with your porta potty rentals. When you was only doing 100 rentals, you had to base it off a certain price. But when you got into the thousands or 2,000, I don't know how many you rent.
If you charge,
goes back to just what they say about waste brewers, how many you got a certain area you can pick it up and move.
Dwayne.
The one is you got one way out charge,
if you charge,
you got to charge.
41.25 plus 20%.
Yep.
How much is that gonna be at the end of the year for the 90 cans?
Basing off of 90 cans, be $231,660.
Okay. So how much profit is that for us for the year? Just at that 20% above cost.
20% of the
$231,000. Yeah. So subtract.
$38,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all charged Waste Pro for dumping.
So
they would have to go up on their prices.
So I wanted to disclose that as well. So speaking to Trip is in negotiation. When I say Trip, Waste Pro is in negotiation with the city now. And as of right now, he asked me that. He said, well, if y'all continue the way y'all going, or if y'all discontinue, are y'all going to charge a tipping fee? I said, that'll be entirely up to the board, but we have had discussion on it. He said, well, I will put an addendum in the Cross City contract to where if the county does charge a tipping fee, that'll be talked on, which will be handed on down to the citizen of the city.
It would only be the right thing to do to charge me more if I want the can.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about charging a citizen. We're talking about charging me and whoever gets the can.
Sure.
Okay, you pay your own way.
Absolutely.
So if they raise it up, I'd only be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And that would be the decision of the board, and before y'all made that decision, I would recommend y'all talk to the city council in regards to that.
Well,
that way if they have another look at it. Or
this don't have nothing to do with the city council.
Yes, sir.
It really don't. Because we need to talk to Waste Pro if we decide to go that way. Okay, so what are you going to charge the county people for a dumping fee?
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like for me to get that from Mr. Tripp?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because if we don't choose to try this program, at least we need to have all the numbers to offer the people that want the waste bro.
Because the $175 would change if we told Tripp, we're definitely going to charge you.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
We definitely don't have to.
Yeah. Right.
Back to the city.
Even though I've done paid
the bottom line, we're the ones hauling it up.
I've done paid all my trash assessments.
Yes, sir. Yep.
When I'm asking for something above and beyond that, I'm going to be willing to pay for it if I want it. And I think they either want to, they'll either pay for it or they won't get it. Bottom line.
$5 a ton. The city on the assessment on your car.
That's what it is right now. Well, that ain't enough. We know that.
Yeah,
we know. I sat here a few years ago trying to tell Joe that. When we know it ain't enough, let's don't start a program that we know ain't enough. I wouldn't. Never.
And leave you charging what?
Back to the city on your assessments on the garbage and waste and all that's collected. Does those revenues go to the city or they come to the county? City, correct?
Can you repeat that? My understanding is that city, when you pay in your utility bill with the city, which is water, sewage, and trash, it's all like me with the office, I pay
water. In reality, the county's taking and handling all that garbage for the city, and we're not getting one red cent, not even the assessment cost.
Not even
of the garbage. And we're taking it from Waste Pro for free, too. So, I mean, we're getting,
Mr. Chairman,
that's one reason he's getting hammered and the department's getting hammered. We're handling all that and not getting nothing for it.
So, I can tell you the city benefits, frankly. I did not realize that Waste Pro did not pay for the county until I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly brought it up to Dwayne here. I did not realize that
Waste Pro
did not pay.
How much, in the city, that assessment, how much is that number, Preacher, that y'all ain't getting?
It goes into their general fund.
Off of Waste Pro.
Also, the president being picked up by Waste Pro because Waste Pro charges the city a certain amount. Well, the city does, adds more onto that for the customer to get back. So they definitely benefit a lot of money that goes
into and the money that the people pay on their trash assessment, they get that to the city.
Yeah,
and we don't get that. They live in the city.
No. City residents come to the county.
This is just strictly paying. When you pay your water bill, when you live in the city, you pay your water bill, your sewer, and your garbage. Well, the city pays, the city charges you such amount for garbage. They pay Waste Pro a monthly fee based on the percentage of people that they pick up, the amount of cans. So they pay Waste Pro. They put a good chunk of change in their pocket every month.
It's $3.
It goes into general fund. I'm sorry.
It's $3 each can. This is last I checked, the city makes $3 on each can.
If not more.
The county ain't getting paid for that difference. And the county, what I'm saying, we're getting nothing from the city.
The county is going in the hole, taking care of everything, and the city is making money away from the city.
Why, you be quiet. You've been saying that.
We're going in the hole.
Because, honestly, I'll just let y'all talk and listen to y'all. We got all kind of programs, fellas, that honestly is in the hole. I mean, we can go from rock
we
bits,
just start from the bird
to EMS, fire, school. We don't pay us no money for school, period. School's the same way. City's that way. I personally think that churches is that way. Backbone of the county and the United States is small business. Why in the hell does the more government you get out of the private sector, the better off we are? Why are we still in the private sector? Why, with all these programs, don't we let the private sector, they handle it more efficiently and a lot less liability than what we do? So why are we continuing raising taxes to prop up a service that there is plenty of private sector businesses there to do?
And I think that's some of what Lawson County does.
Their private sector businesses, if we turn it over to them, our residents are going to pay more than they pay us by raising their taxes. But I understand what you're saying.
I mean, there again, Big Brother's going to have his suitcases loaded. And we're looking at a lot of stuff. There's been a lot of stuff crammed down our throat with the minimum wage stuff and everything going up. Are we just going to continue going up, and tell everybody to pay more taxes because we can do it cheaper? We just approved, 13 holiday pays? And then we pay, 8 hours per
for paycheck, for sick time, and comp time. I mean, we're steady just building our government. Our government's too damn big already. Go back, let the private sector handle stuff. Let government control what we need. We fire ambulance, law enforcement. My dang, government's too big already.
Government may be too big, but we got a responsibility as a county to run it efficiently.
We do.
And run that so we're not in the red and we're not upside down. And we can get a little bit of reserve, so when we get a grant for something and we like a $10,000, matching it to get it, we can't do it because we got to go beg somebody for the money because we ain't got it.
You can't do it because
I mean, we got
programs out there just like this, it's just losing $100,000.
Well, if it's an override, I'm an asset, not a bad thing, but an asset to the county. That's all I'm saying.
I think Ms. Brenda wants to say something.
The presentation that Ms. Jackie gave this morning, just kind of a summary of our budget report that we just came in. You know, there was 8 funds that were in the hole last year, one of those being solid waste. There's 3 this year, solid waste is in the hole again. About a couple $100,000,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And it took almost $300,000 from general fund to balance solid waste. That is without any chain rental on that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it
was
$287,000.
It was
right at 300.
Last year, even though they say that we lost money, how much money did we take in on the cam rental?
Right
there in front of us.
Hell no, this is based off of the 90. We look at, what is that report? What
money you took in
last year. All I'm asking, Tim, is the ones that paid last year. For the whole year, how much revenue was brought in with OCAD?
Dwayne has it right there.
Well, no, this is just for the month, but so we can do it by...
Did you say a number was in the budget, Dwayne?
And I'll go back and look at it.
Yeah.
This particular month, this is just due. This is just what's due for the year.
I don't know what it was. That was...
I can ask him to pull it, but the problem is that revenue, since we started sure enough monitoring it and working on it, people's paying up from time past. It's not, it's going to show more revenue this year because we have, this year we have collected more than we ever have simply for the fact that, yeah, people back paying and trying to get caught up. So that revenue, like if it shows $80,000 next year, you stay on top of it, it's not going to produce.
They don't want to lose their cans.
Right.
They know what's going to happen if they don't pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, Mark, I understand what you're saying about the private sector and the big government, but I'm not talking about increasing government. I'm talking about getting the people to pay for what they're already getting.
Yeah.
And what they're already dumping. Pay what they ought to already be paying, and you don't have to raise taxes.
There you go.
But we have. I mean,
yeah, we have because we've not decided to sit down here and figure out what each individual entity needs to do to make it stand on its own. And that is enforce the rules, make everybody pay for whatever they get. You and me. $200,000 to $300,000 in the hole.
Reason I was asking the number on that, y'all didn't include can rentals in this the budget, right? So the shortfall $300,000, whatever it is, if they took in $100,000 last year, there'd only actually be a shortfall of $200,000 if the can rentals here went off risk.
And we took out 3 new positions that we had planned on that.
But whatever revenues they was bringing in to that solid waste when y'all alleviated that, then that took that revenue out of the spectrum too. Whether whatever that number is.
But it also took the employee cost,
yeah,
equipment cost, the cost to buy the
did all that was all that.
That out of there too. So if you were to go buy cans to provide the service, if you was to go buy a truck, if you was to hire an operator, all of that cost would have to be figured into it. So that $200,000 that you collect now turns into $500,000.
Well, if you collect the correct amount of money on the cans and run it right, it could turn into $250,000 plus for the county on this.
And if I may...
If you can start up in right, you're going to get them monthly as you get money to get them.
If
when you put this where it makes money, he'll buy you a can.
It's 6 months a year. Right.
No matter how far it is out. If you get a program that works,
get it started.
Once it catches up, you get enough money, you buy a can. Buy 2 cans. 2 more next month. The rest of you got 500 cans out there and a big pile of money that's to the clear. Then solid waste ain't in the hole no more. This will bring solid waste into the black.
Jack.
No, what I'm saying? It ain't no problem to get them to pay. That's no problem. Exactly. You know how you fix that?
Go get them.
Take your can.
But then you get a phone call.
Well, phone calls don't count no more. They don't listen to me. If it's the board decides... You get the can if it ain't paid for, then you get the can if it ain't paid for.
I mean, that's where
the line has to be drawn.
Okay. I can leave here right now, and I guarantee you, before dark, everybody on the phone will be ringing. So that's how many it's on that list.
I'm sure they will.
Right now.
But if I bring you some money.
Hey, at the end of the day, it's up to y'all. Whatever y'all
it really
want,
is.
Y'all willing to go with it.
Look,
do whatever. We'll try to make you work as best we can with it.
And what we need to keep in mind, folks, and I'm not trying to decide, some of these are
millions.
Yeah, I know.
Some of the workers.
Yeah.
It don't matter who they are, preacher.
Okay, all right.
You either pay your bill or you ain't getting it.
Yeah.
I'll take them calls. Y'all want to hire me? I'll give you damn money. Because I'm going to be out of a job in about 2 months. I just don't tolerate that.
It is, and everybody...
If it's somebody I feel like's really in trouble, I'll pay it for them. That's the kind of guy I am. But I won't tolerate someone that just refuses to pay their bill because they don't want to pay it. And I'm just getting too emotional about this. This program will bring solid waste out to red, and it ain't never been out to red. If everybody wants to do it. But if they don't, then we're wasting time.
Yeah. Dwayne?
Every trash company I know of ain't millionaires, they've been. And they make the people pay for what they've done.
Well, we were growing up, they
want
that
same
bottle of water.
That's right.
Just
trying
to
see
a solid that.
I remember saying I won't never buy a bottle of water.
You don't,
but I lied. When it come out of my hood, they think you're going to buy that water in the bottle.
Mr. Chairman, I think it merits us to look at and talk to Tripp and Waste Pro in regards to the way I hear the pulse of the board in this workshop is the fact that y'all won't entertain and talk about implementing charging Waste Pro as a whole, even the
Waste Pro and the other
come on. And we have that set now. It is $50 a ton, and it would be a $7 increase for us. I don't even have to handle it. So it would be more than what we're having to pay to get rid of it, and only having to handle it at the hill. Only two of our people would have to handle it. That's a semi driver and the guy.
Anybody that dumps out there needs to pay more than what it's costing now.
They are. It's $50 a ton, and it's only costing us $43. So we are doing that. So I will work on getting those numbers. We'll talk back into the Tripp. And I'm also going to reach out. I am going to talk to the city manager, because they're in negotiations with Waste Pro. I mean, that's going to hit all your city people, something they're not used to. I will make them aware that the board is considering charging Waste Pro for a tipping fee. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No motion. I don't need no vote on it. Just, I'm also hearing that talk about the 20% above and beyond what it's costing per week. So I'm expecting y'all to talk about it at the next board meeting, which two of y'all won't be here at the next board meeting. So it'll probably be October before y'all talk about it.
It'll take us long to get all the numbers.
Yeah, y'all give me till October to not discuss it, please.
Well, October they're supposed to go get the candidates. So, what is their direction?
Can't do anything this way. Next
Where's
meeting,
the
and make that motion and leave them out there. Do we
have
to settle?
Or they make a motion.
Hmm?
You can make a motion at the next board meeting.
That's what I'm saying. The next board meeting.
Yeah.
We can't do it today, but the board meeting we need to entertain.
October the 6th, the first week of October.
Moving that out, extending that deadline.
Do we have a date set to start picking them up? I know it's October, but October.
I think it was
I would like y'all, Mr. Chairman, I would like y'all, the board, to consider this. We're basing this off a 90 can.
Yeah.
And from what I've experienced with the county, yes, they are. You made a comment, Commissioner Mills, early on today that you'll be getting a call from around 10 people. Well, those 10 people we will pay, if we go to $500 a month, those 10 people that you can talk to will pay it.
I know that.
But the other 80 that's in these yards, they will not.
Yeah.
Here's how I see it administratively. I see the board moving forward with raising the price and charging. And then come December, I see us only having to go to about 20 rental cans.
What does it matter?
20 rental cans, you know, the income.
What does it matter? Whenever you got, you're paying for more than it costs you to pick that can up.
Yeah.
It don't matter if it doesn't quit, you still ain't losing money.
And then once you pick up, you can move your roll-off truck.
Then, go back to that list of people that want them, that don't have them because we don't have them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm picking all three of them. And if they're starting picking up October the 1st, I would start picking up October the 1st. Every can that ain't paid for, I'd start them. And then by the time the 6th get here, you'll have most of them ones that ain't paid for picked up, and we can give them somebody to pay for.
Nobody's going to call the pro. Nobody's going to call Kevin Materials down with them. Best shit down there. Wait for
Only non-paying cans, I think you'll start picking them up yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep. No, wait October. You could have started yesterday.
The ones not paying, don't mess with it till October.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's how you do it.
Can't do it. Well, I think we really just do it.
Three weeks.
Yeah, I'd like to do it. But in reality, we got a time set. I think that gives us time to get here on the 6th and decide whether we're going to keep picking them up or change the plan.
I'm going to tell you right now, fellas, if we don't put something in place where Preacher Nim's got some teeth, Kim's got some teeth, I'm not going to change my mind on it. If we don't revamp this program to where it actually works, I'll be the only one that says no, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm voting no.
Well, apparently, I know you've been awake.
Yes.
I know I'm the one to blame for having this meeting, mainly, because of
if
the
we can revamp.
But here's the thing about it. All I've said all day.
If we can revamp the
right word of work.
I'm okay with it, but
okay.
If we can't, I'm not.
Well, no, and I'm not either.
I think the teeth is in, y'all.
Here's the teeth. I'm getting that can if you don't pay me now. Okay.
And I think it's going to go right back to some of the other issues we've got because we need something that when you get a canned WC that you give me your card or deposit, it covers just like, you know, we've talked about it covers the month's rent. So in a contract that says that if you don't do this, we're coming to get it. And we
That's right. We got to have the contract. The contract needs to say.
Yeah.
You're paying so much deposit, you're paying monthly, every month. Here's where you're sending it to.
Exactly.
And if it's not there by the next day, we're coming to get your can. We're not wasting 3 months.
No, and we should.
We're not wasting 3 days.
You give the need to pay the deposit.
If you want
to
put something that works, you make them understand you're going to make it work. And you guys, y'all have a program.
That's no problem. Here's what we throw. Here's protocol. Go get it. Or
how's it going to fix you if we put an air gun hole in the valley? I mean, the valley. What's going to happen if we wait for it?
What's going to have a waste there?
Yeah, where we're holding fuel, right off the, yeah. Where all the stuff goes, what's going to happen when we get started one here?
Yeah, that ain't going to have nothing to do with that. No. It's going to increase it some, but actually it really ain't going to increase it. We're already getting that much tonnage now. All that's going to happen, we're going to get paid for it.
That's right.
What's going to happen? Because we ain't going to be running in the red going up there.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Brenda, won't you bring something up?
So, if you're talking about the deposits, you're going to have to open up a separate account and keep the deposits in that account. It'll have to be noted on the customer's account that you have this amount of a deposit. If their bill is not paid, you're going to take that deposit for the payment.
Yeah.
If there's anything, then you're going to have to write them a check back. That's
going to
have to be monitored.
No, we're going to take the deposit. And if they don't pay the bill, we're going to get their can.
Keep the whole deposit.
You don't get your deposit back if you default.
One of the contracts.
Not only you default, you lose your deposit, period.
Not only have we been talking about taking deposits on something like this, also the community buildings.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking deposits.
It was not
unless
like
they claim any matter and stuff is missing. So we're going to have to set up something to handle the
when you take a deposit as a cleaning fee, you will get that back if you clean it.
Right.
But that's not a dumpster rental and so many other things.
Right. That's going to be more like when you do
your
personal rent type situation.
Right. There's going to be a big account because everybody that gets the can is going to pay a deposit.
Okay.
Like
Miss
Chandler was
saying a while ago, I got some on this list. Y'all have a business. You'll never get
money.
No.
So
we're
going to have to.
No, you ain't never
going to
get that.
Forget about the ones that ain't never
going to
pay.
But the ones
that's on that list,
Tim. This month, I've got a deposit that covers this month, and I'm going to go get that pen, and then it's going to be sent next month costing us money. It'll be at 65A or somewhere.
If y'all do this, they're going to be some kind of stipulation. If you don't pay, they
ain't going
to get a chance. There's
going to
have to be, I mean, don't rent to them for a year or something.
Don't listen. At least a year.
And what I'm going to try to do is have y'all.
They need to be on probation for at least a year.
What I'm trying to do is have a.
And when they get another can, they're going to pay another deposit.
They also need to be something in there stating that you guys make the final decision. Ain't nobody sitting up here, one person can make y'all take those cans back.
Well, that needs to be in the contract.
Right.
Contract says, here's protocol, here's what we do. Not what somebody else thinks. Here's what it says, here's what we do.
That's one thing they need to write up when they got something to stand on. When certain people call and say, hey, you need to care about it. Like, this is what is agreed on. And black and white.
Period. And what I'm suggesting is a year probationary period to see if this works. Okay? It will work if it's run right. But if it ain't run right, it won't work. So if it ain't run right at the end of that year, we just have to scrap the program.
Hey, y'all heard him. In 2 months, he needs a job.
I ain't taking that.
Wait a second. I thought
I'd make a post. If I run it by phone, I'll take it.
Hey, we didn't get this into it. I think, obviously, we're wrapping up, but I just want y'all to take this home, if you will, and look at what is at each site. I mean, and the totals down here. I mean, we're actually managing over 336 cans total throughout the county. So these are the ones at each site, and it also denotes if there's fire or metal, how many 20-yard cans are at them, and what each one needs here. Just like Mr. Tim has noted here in the conversation that there's a lot of these sites that needs 5 cans. Some of them needs 10, 5, 5, 5, 10. So, you know, right now, as it stands, we need an additional 50 cans.
When I look at this paper here, I see plenty of cans that we ought to be picking up and taken to the roll-off site. So, as for an initial getting our cans there, we got plenty unpaid for our cans we can take there for now.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, is there any more questions for me before?
No, but I think it's probably...
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if so much can is picked up, they shouldn't, don't even bother to let them pay another deposit and get it because there's enough people on the waiting list.
Phone them.
You don't need them to get a can.
Really and truly, if I had my way about it, I'd never let them get another can.
At the very least, put them at the end of the line and make them have to wait there.
Yeah, I can't bother this.
You got to wait for them.
Our driver has to
Let's do
it. We shouldn't have to do that.
No, I think in the contract what we do is we got one trip, and when we go, it's just like if my garbage can ain't sitting outside right here in my office, it don't get picked up. It, next time the dump truck runs or the waste pro runs, that's when I get my pee.
Yeah,
and the same thing.
Yeah, that's a real problem. We need
and
to
it also,
that too.
Again, I think that goes back to the contract that says that, you know, my drivers, they're not going to be harassed. Badly too. I don't
that's going to be a discretion of my...
That needs to be when they call to pay their deposit. That needs to be with...
On me personally, exactly. Yep. We run to a location and people supposed to be there unlocked gate and unlocked gate, we have to make another trip back. That's to charge them a service call. $150. Yeah, so that truck, that man, that few and time spent going to that location and I'm still losing money.
What are you charging? How much do you charge?
I mean, you go there and the gate ain't locked and you can't get in.
I'm asking you, what do you recommend we charge?
On what's that?
Service centers.
On service call paint there?
No, on per week, per month.
Per week, per month?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on you to get the additional information.
And what can we charge?
I'm thinking somewhere around $200. Is where I'm at.
Here's one thing to consider also. There's some preachers.
On the numbers I've seen so far.
Well, there's times that we run really, really far behind. Holidays, Thanksgiving, I know is a big one. Christmas is a big one. Now, if you rent me a dump for $200, you damn sure going to come dump it.
Yeah.
Every week. And that's something y'all need to take in consideration, too. When all these roll off sites get full, you still owe me a dump.
Yeah.
And if I'm making 25-30% off that, we're going to have more money to hire more people to cover in those times and buy extra dump.
I mean, you got a crew right now that don't that we're giving so much time to, they're taking weeks off and not showing up to work. How many short are y'all today? Y'all got a full crew today? Or who's off? Yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean... How many times have we talked, I'm missing three people, road before, I'm missing four people. But now you're binding yourself as a Board of County Commissioners entity to a contract. We got to fulfill our end, too.
Yes.
We're all looking at them paying us and signing a contract. We're signing it, too.
That's why I said a while ago, you better know, we need to know if we need more people. Whatever we need to know when we look at this again.
Yeah, if it's going to have teeth for them, it's got to have teeth for the citizen also.
Yeah.
I agree with him.
How many people in here?
We set the rate on these cans where if we set it, it may take care of itself.
How many people in here other than me have a personal can? Not a business, just personal.
I got one each.
How many times a week does your house can need dumping?
They could probably do it every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I got mine cut back every 2 weeks.
I got triple employees that dumps in mine, and I dump in it in every 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks. It don't need to be done every week.
Well, and that may be something that could be addressed.
It's got to be.
In the contract. What I'm saying is, if you want your dump every week, WC, you're going to pay me $300.
Yeah.
Jody, you want yours dumped every 2 weeks,
yeah.
I'm going to charge you $200.
That's something we need to pass along to the citizens. Because I know for the first year or two,
you know,
I can't got dumped twice a week, and I'm not a member of garbage. That's unfair.
They pay $300, all you care for is $300. I'll fall back on them. You know. Okay, I've got to go to the cleanest can every 2 weeks. I've got to go to the cleanest every 3 weeks. Set their route. Now, again, that's a lot. But it is one of those things as far as and it may, and especially our coastal ones where you're running
way
out.
Oh, we
keep employees under. Yeah. Well, okay, we're going to get y'all once a month. And, you know, make it work.
Well, we'll work out some kind of schedule.
Yeah, and
that's yeah, around.
Where it wants y'all can dump every 2 weeks or whatever it is. Give me your name and let me know. That way I can be on some kind of schedule.
Right. Fix you a route, a scheduled route, to where when you go to the rock bed, wherever you go, right,
So so-and-so this week, we get him right here close by.
Well, whatever's convenient from y'all, because I can look from the roll-off site, y'all can see mine across the street.
Well, and I think that goes right back, because if you're coming, and I know it's on the second Monday of the month, if I got my gate locked, you ain't coming again until next month. So I might have to haul it to the landfill myself. You know,
that's fair out there.
But, you know, and again, God knows I don't want to have to write this contract, but
individual that gets a can has to come in, pay their deposit, get their contract, sign their contract. We got a copy, they got a copy.
Right. And that's what.
And then whenever they go out and the gate shut and they call you, well, the contract says your gate will be open this week.
Look at paragraph 16 and it says, we come.
We done come.
If it, the landfill's available.
You better pack it yourself.
If there's check bounces, that's going to be another issue that we're going to have to address, but we'll do it just like we do anything else. You're going to charge them a $35 rebound fee, and you're going to go get their can if they ain't made it good by the end of that month.
Can I ask everybody something? Does everybody agree that if we get paid, if we move forward with this for a year, Kyle, if we get paid for every can that we got out there for that year, no matter how many cans it is, we didn't lose money, then the program's worth
trying.
Really trying.
Yep.
I mean, that's all I'm asking for.
Is a try.
Try it for a year, and honest to God, y'all, if the person don't pay their fee, get their can. You know?
I wholeheartedly believe that at the end of the day it's going to put revenue in y'all's budget.
I took
action on this Jennifer's can.
Really, truly, y'all, if we pick up their can a day or two after they don't pay their bill on time, then we're paid for that can we picked up with their deposit.
Yeah.
Okay? So we can't lose money. The only thing we have to make sure of is we pick up their can.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Oh, I love y'all.
I ain't heard one yet.
I made the motion.
Mark, you second it? Mark seconded it. And we all in favor.
All right, turn that phone off.